Hello, we are Terra Nova, a horror podcast hosted by Kendall and Jackie, and here we talk about everything horror. And this podcast is specifically for you, the horror fans, and the non-horror fans. If you're too scared to watch the movies, it's fine. We talk about it, we discuss it, we dissect it, we laugh about it, talk about the good, the bad, and the tropes. And we have new episodes released Tuesdays bi-weekly.
And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at TerraNova_podcast. But also feel free to reach out through email at terranova.pod@gmail.com. And most importantly, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.
And tell your dog too. Cujo.
Hello.
Hello.
You know what season is in right now? Like, you know what it is right now?
Spooky time.
Yeah,
I can feel it in it's my bones. Aha!
September was all pre-Halloween. Like, I don't care what anybody says. September is pre-Halloween. Get with the program. Now it is officially Halloween season, and I am excited. I am ready. I am ready to go into all the spirit Halloweens, like Oprah. Like, I am super excited. Yo, deadass. Every time this month happens, the city becomes like Oprah, where it's like, you get a spirit Halloween. You get a spirit Halloween. You're all getting spirit Halloweens.
I feel like
I'm ready for that.
I feel like an elder every time this time of year comes, because I'm like, all right, I need to get like a school bus and just pull up to random locations and be like, hey, normies, get in. It's spooky time. Here are the rules. This is how we celebrate.
Wednesdays, we wear black. Yeah, like exactly. Wednesdays, we wear black. That's the uniform. I am so like, I'm so ready. And for this, you know, we always like to do like Halloween theme movies or shows when it comes to this time around. And this time I wanted to start off with a classic from the 90s, one of my favorite Disney original movies, which started a whole franchise. The fourth one that never happened and never existed, but I'm gonna talk shit about it. And that is The Greatest Halloween Town. But we cannot do this without a special guest. She is one of my closest friends, actually one of my best friends, to be honest. And we had her before. We did Hocus Pocus, and that is the amazing artistic Wendy.
Hello, it is great to be back, especially with this movie.
Whoop whoop. Yeah, I feel like you all come on for all the gateway horror stuff. It's like, is this your thing?
Yes, I know.
Why do you have to say it like that? It's like, you're like, is this your man? It's like,
he's not wrong.
No, because I just realized it. I've never spoken to Wendy about horror, so I'm not even sure where her limit for horror is. Like, is this kind of as far as you go? Are you just like, I'm stuck to the fun kid stuff, or do you watch some of the crazier shit that Jackie be watching too?
No, I don't. I watch spooky cute. That's what I call it. Spooky cute. That's it. I don't really like horror stuff too much. Like, especially if it gets too bloody, I can't really handle that. So yeah, I'm kind of with the kids stuff, to be honest.
That's dope. Yeah. So how do you deal with Jackie as a friend though? I know she'd be like, hey Wendy, I saw this crazy ass movie. You kinda need to see it.
No, I know, right? We've known each other for so long, and I swear it's like, I just I love her art though. I swear, like, her art is dark and bloody and gory, and I'm like, yeah, this is awesome, but don't put me in the movie theater, please.
I know, whenever time I see like a horror movie, I always think about Wendy, where I'm just like, can she handle, even if it's kid friendly stuff, I still always think of like, can she handle this? But I'll bring it up to her. I'm like, hey, I saw this movie, you know, it's kid friendly, I don't know if you might like it, here's a trailer, tell me what you think. Because I know what she can handle and what she, and it's we've known people like that too. Like, yeah. Me and Kendall, like, we have friends like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because, you know, there's that whole stigma in horror that for some reason you're not allowed to like kid-friendly horror because that's not real horror. And it's just like, no, bitch, that's horror. You know, like get over yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's horror. It's if it's horrifying for a child, then it's horror. Even if it doesn't scare us as adults, it's still like, it's a gateway for them. It's introduction to them. A slow introduction where it kind of makes them go like, hey, I don't like
care it. What anybody says. Coraline, it is That is a dark film. Okay, that kid's voice was gone, and his whole mouth was stitched up, and I was like, this is awesome, but this is as far as I'll get.
Buttons for eyes and shit.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it they don't pull punches with these kid movies sometimes. Shit, the witches, they stuck a girl in a painting. What the hell? That was 5 minutes in. Yeah. Like,
actually,
that is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Because I do watch a lot of kid like horror things, but I love like the classic horror movies. Like, oh my god, what is that? Not Charmed. Like the Covenant, like the movies.
Or Home Alone.
Covenant or Home Alone. No.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just kidding. The Covenant, that sounds familiar. Was that the one with like the guys, yeah, everybody was wearing black, and it was like families transferring power or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. The Craft?
That's
what
I was
talking about, The Craft?
Remember. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I watched The Craft. I was terrified, but that was like... because, anyway. All right, let's go back to what we're watching.
Yeah, let's not traumatize. Let's hop right in. But before we hop into the summary, when did this movie come out again? 1998. I didn't even know this movie came out in 98 because I saw it in the 2000s. So that's really cool.
Neither.
This is a Disney Channel original.
I was 8 years back old. When
they had everything on the Disney Channel. Wow.
Yeah. You were
eight years old when this movie came out.
I don't remember how old I was.
You're probably.
I think I was
in middle school.
You were probably like 11. You were 11 probably.
Yeah. Like, as if we haven't established enough, Kendall and I are old. You know. Wendy is like slightly there, but not there yet. She's younger than us, but Kendall and I are old.
I feel like every time Jackie says that, my healthcare premium go up.
Yeah. Your healthcare premium? Oh my god, I'm so done.
But yeah, let's hop right out. We're gonna let Wendy do the summary for this one. So 1998 Halloween Town.
Yes. Right. So
take it from here.
So Halloween Town is about a family with witchy history secrets. The grandmother visits the daughter and the grandkids and essentially opens up a can of worms. Long story short, the grandchild, the daughter, she's 13 years old, she finds out she's a witch, and essentially her and her siblings go to the Halloween town where they're originally from and find out that find out there is an evil person trying to take over the town. And that's pretty much it.
Nice. That was quick. That was short. I feel like people who are our age and you have not seen Halloween Town, what is wrong with you?
Don't do that to people.
They used to air that.
Some people ain't have cable.
They used to air that. That's true. But there is the internet. The internet did exist at some point. Back in the day, you could find movies anywhere on the internet.
This is true. If you were able to avoid the pop-ups, yeah, you you might be able to find it.
Oh my god!
And no, because it's funny you say that about the like anybody that's seen this, because I was actually when I was watching it, Anastasia was watching it with me. She's never seen it before, and I was like, hold on.
Wow!
I was like, you never had cable when you was a kid, right? She was like, no, I didn't have cable. I was like, that explains it then, because I was like, I lived on the Disney Channel as a kid. Like, literally, my TV was on the Disney Channel 90% of the time I was awake, because it was just so many good things on the Disney Channel between, like, The Proud Family, Kim Possible. They had the live-action stuff, like Even Stevens and Lizzie McGuire and That's So Raven. And, yeah, there was just so many things on the Disney Channel that were, like, kind of on loop in a way, but it was so many things. So, like, I was always on that channel, and then, you know, you watch the Disney Channel for even a day or two, you realize for the most part, almost every day around 8 p.m., they do like a Disney Channel original movie, which that was always like really dope to me, because as like, you know, everybody watched Disney as a kid. We watched Mulan, The Lion King and all that stuff. But then like for Disney to like not just throw those movies on rerun, but to also like bring in new movies that we probably would have never seen other anywhere else. Like this, for example, Halloween Town, Xenon.
Yes, I lived on
what was that
Disney
movie
Channel
with Shia
too.
LaBeouf? True Love. Yeah, True Confessions. I remember that was a really good one. Me and my friend was in a room crying. His mom thought something was wrong with us. yeah, Xenon. There was so many like Disney Channel original movies that were like really good. Was it Pixel Life or Smart House? Like, they were just
Dang, you got good memories.
I'm sure some people were like, the hell are y'all talking about? Yeah, I remember because I remember quite a few of them because it was weird. Disney Channel original movies were like, it would be for the most part an unknown cast, but then like one kind of known person in there, you'd be like, oh shit, I remember that person from other stuff.
Yes.
Like the, what was it? The wife from Married with Children, Peggy. She was, I think, like the mom of the house in Smart House, which was like the AI that ruled house.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so, I forgot Disney Channel. Smart House. What the? Wow, you just opened up a folder in my brain that I forgot I even had. That's crazy.
Yeah, remember that? Smart House, Pixel Perfect. Yeah. That was the one about, the AI artist. So it was like, it wasn't a real artist, but it was like somebody who was like artificial intelligence, but people thought it was a real person, but it was an AI that was a singer and stuff. But then it became aware and it actually like wanted to be a real girl.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Or like Look at the Irish.
Lucky the Irish. Don't Look Under the Bed. That was one of my favorites. That was the one about the boogeyman. That was really cool. What were some of the other horror ones?
You mean Boogie Person.
Yeah, Boogie Person. Yeah, that was great. What was the other one? My mom's on a date with a vampire or something like that. Where it was like these kids, their mom like would end up dating a neighbor and he was a vampire. I don't know how all of these are just popping in my head. What was Phantom of the Megaplex? It was like basically Phantom of the Opera, but it was in a movie theater.
That is a classic.
Under Wraps. Yeah, there was a lot of them. Like Disney Channel had a movie for really every goddamn occasion. I remember even on Martin Luther King Day, they had that movie. I think it was called what was it called? Selma Walk or like The Color of Friendship or something like that.
Oh yeah, I remember The Color of Friendship. I watched that movie.
Yeah, they showed that every year for like Martin Luther King Day. Disney Channel really had an original movie for everything, and you would not have seen these movies anywhere else. So
and they would replay.
Yeah, that's my long tangent about Disney.
And they would replay it all the time.
Oh yes, the replays
every time, especially the seasonal movies. That's why they're so memorable.
Yeah,
Disney really did their thing when it came to this, especially Halloween Town. Because I remember when I first time I ever saw Halloween Town, I was so excited, and the way they advertised it too, they were like, you know, Marnie's 13, blah 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 blah, but you know. And then I watched it, and I was just like, this movie is so amazing and so cool. Like, the way that town looked was just so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed real. Like the costumes, the makeup, the prosthetics. Like, it was just so well done that whenever I see any movie done today where it features monsters, I'm just like, no one can top Halloween Town for me. Like, no one could ever, like, top that the way they did that production-wise. Because it was just so good. And I think at this time, 98, I think this is when we're getting a lot of witch movies, too. Like, The Witch, Hocus Pocus, this movie.
Wasn't The Craft in, like, the late 90s?
Yeah, The Craft. And it was like the year of witches. And it's just, like, it was just such a good, feel-good movie. It was just so dope and cool, and then like it spawned a whole bunch of sequels. The fourth one never happened, but if it spawned sequels, like so good.
Yeah, it was like really innovative idea. I think I might have first saw this when I was like a teenager or something, but still, like I said, Disney Channel original movies were such a big part of my life that it was like, even if it was something I probably didn't ever hear about, if it was coming on Disney Channel, I would be like, all right, I'm gonna check it out. It was like Halloween Town. I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'll watch it. I was like 13 or something, but I was like, I'll check it out.
Like, true
and I ended
fan.
Up enjoying it. Plus the league. Exactly, because it's just they just never really disappointed with the original movies. And then, you know, I was like, what? I might have been like 12 or 13. I think I was in junior high or something. I was like, oh, the lead girl's really cute. And that made me watch it. Kind of like High School Musical. I'd have never watched that shit. I would never watch that shit if Vanessa Hudgens wasn't it. I was like, okay, cool. She's like really attractive. I'll give the show a try. And that was really it. And I think that was kind of what Halloween Town got me a little bit. I was like, oh, the lead is like really cute. You know, I was of the age, and I was like, oh, shit, like, you see Benny the Skeleton and all this stuff. I was like, this looks awesome. A town full of werewolves and witches and all these monsters, but they're, like, living like regular people. Like, that's a really interesting idea.
It is. Mm-hmm. I do not remember how old I was when I watched it, because I may have been 8 when I saw it, but I feel like I may have saw it a couple years later, like, maybe when I was 10. But I was all about that. All about Halloween all the time. Witches, everything. Anything fantastical. Like, that was me since I was little. So watching that, I was just like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if you guys watch Steven Universe, but you know when he has stars in his eyes? That's
yes.
me.
Yes.
Yes.
Like watching that movie, yes. seeing like all the costumes, I just wanted to be there. Like, it was so cool. It's so awesome. And like just watching it again recently as an adult, I'm like, yeah, no, this is still awesome.
Yeah, it's still real. Yeah, it's still good. It's still good. It's still funny. Like, there are some scenes that are pretty hilarious.
It really,
you know,
is.
Like, it's just, I love how when Aggie's making the potion, she puts it in the microwave and she's like, boil till in trouble. And I'm like, of course, this is the 90s, this is early 20th century. Of course, instead of like doing it from scratch, they just put it in the mm-hmm. microwave.
I love the humor. Literally, when I was watching it, my mom, she just like happened to like pass by and just sit for a couple minutes, and she was laughing her ass off. I was like, yeah, you're right. This is funny. Like, the woman literally said, did yeah. I just use instant? I was like, what? When she was like doing this. One
yeah,
of the
that
spells,
blew my mind.
I was like, oh my God, I can't.
She's like, it's always better when you make it from scratch. I was like, that's totally something a grandmother would say.
Yes. But it's just like, and it's so memorable, you know, like, I mean, I remember when, you know, me and Wendy did the whole Hocus Pocus movie and we found out that how it didn't do well in theaters until years mm-hmm. later it became a cult classic. But for this film, I felt like everybody watched it when it first came out. And then, you know, back in the day, I mean, they don't do it as much now because Disney has changed so much. But I remember, like, in the 90s and early 2000s, whenever this time came around, Disney will have their whole October block of horror movies.
Yep.
Of their original
night.
Movies. And this was always played.
All the time.
And then when the sequels came out, it was, like, back to back to back to
yep.
back.
Yep. It was an event.
Of, like, yes. It was just. So,
everybody grab
like,
your PJs, your popcorn,
like,
it's time to binge.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I always looked forward to watching the Halloween Town marathon, you know, and then of course years later, you know, we have this new gen people, Disney has changed, and they stopped airing it, and I got mad one time, and I was like, what the fuck is Halloween Town? like, come on, like, I'm tired of watching Nightmare for Christmas, I'm tired of watching all these fucking movies, like, 24/7, like, where is Halloween Town?
What do you, if I had to ask you, what do you, I'm just curious, mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask both of you, purely out of curiosity, but what do you think that is? Like, what do you think the reason is? Like, I guess aside from financial, like, what reason do you think it would be for them to, like, not rerun this? You had to guess.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like number-wise and marketing-wise, because this is a few times when my advertising brain pops in. I feel like because Disney's weird. With certain things, just like every network's weird with how they like replay certain things. I feel like they feel like maybe it's too outdated, it's too old, who's gonna be interested in it, who's gonna watch it, you know, like our target audience at the time are now adults, we gotta, you know, target the new gen, the new kids, so that's probably why they don't actively replay this, and if they do, they replay it at a very late time. Like, not like 8 mm-hmm. or 9 o'clock, like 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm just like, who's up at that time? Well, we are adults. But still, yeah. like, no kid is going to be up because, you know, Halloween sometimes is on a school day or school night. It rarely yep. is on a weekend. So I think that's probably why, from my perspective, in terms of marketing purposes, I think that's why they don't run it.
What do you think, Whitney?
I was thinking... You know, it's definitely a marketing thing, definitely numbers. And maybe, I mean, I don't know. I was just thinking it may not have, I think it aged well because we still enjoy it. And maybe we're biased, I don't know. But maybe the kids' movies, like kids' movies today, like the way that it looks is obviously different. And the, you know, like the animation, the digital effects, all of that stuff is so much better now. Because, like, when I was watching it, of course I love it, but I'm not gonna lie, I did laugh at some of the like acting and some of the
CGI.
The CGI, if there was any, because I'm just like, this did not really age well in that sense. But I mean, what movie really does from that time period? So that like that's kind of like that's what I kept thinking about, is maybe the kids today will notice that, but maybe not. I'm not really sure. But I would not be surprised if they do play it very, very late, which is very heartbreaking.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. Yeah, I was just, that thought just randomly popped on my mind, because I was just like, man, it's like still like, you know, good. Like, I feel like it's something I could put on for like my little nieces and nephews to like watch, because it's clearly not, it's a kid's movie. So it's not like over the top scary. There are scary elements, but it's not like super scary. And I'm like, even with the CGI, I feel like with most things, or at least some things that have like a bit of a cult following or whatever. Say that again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, like, little kids probably, you know, they probably will still watch it and believe it. Like, even though it's outdated, you know, it's still epic. That movie is still pretty epic. So, like, I think that they would still believe.
Yeah, and I can't really think of anything that kind of, like, replaces it in a way to, like, fill that void of, like, a crazy town full of all these goofy and crazy characters. Like, usually you see reboots and stuff, but I don't, at least from what I've heard, I don't remember hearing anything about them like possibly rebooting it or trying to do like a remake for the newer generation, which I know people don't really love remakes, but I feel like this could be done even like bigger with like an even bigger budget, because I think they only spent like $4 million on this.
And that's funny, because
I mean, no, go ahead.
I was gonna say that's funny because they were saying that it like the budget before was like what, 20, 30 million. They brought it down to 4. So that kind of shows like this could be even a series. Like, I think I would love that. Or like, kind of like how they kept, you know, saying that it's almost like a Harry Potter where there's more than 4 films to it because it's such a complex story. It just sounded like it was supposed to be a more complex story. So like if Halloween Town became an even bigger franchise today with a series of movies or a series, like a series show, I would literally love that. I think we all would.
And it's funny because originally that's what they marketed it as first, like the writers of the series, the movie, they tried to pitch it at NBC, and they originally was going to have it as a 6-part miniseries. But NBC rejected it because they were just like, there's not enough adults, it's too kid-friendly, it's just too kiddy stuff, and so they had to do it somewhere else. And when they pitched it to Disney was just like, we like it, make it to a movie. So that's interesting of what could have been. But I feel like, I don't know, with NBC and CBS, like those networks, it's like, it's risky to put certain shows on it, especially if it's like this. Like, I feel like it wouldn't have last long if it was on that. Like, if they were to make a miniseries, reboot as a miniseries, I would love to see Kimberly playing the role of Gwen. That would be so interesting. Where she's playing the mom kids now. Yeah, so that would have been so cool as a nod, you know? As a miniseries, it would be interesting because we haven't had, like, a witch series on Disney since, like, Wizards of Waverly Place. And that alone was hilarious. I loved that show. So it would be cool if they were to reboot it as a miniseries. I mean, they rebooted Under Wraps. You know, that went from the 90s and they gave it a whole new, like, look to it. And I feel like they could do it. And if they did, I mean, I remember I was talking to Armin about this too. And I was like, even if they did remake it, I feel like it would still be a hole because we don't have Debbie Reynolds anymore. You know, she was, you know, the grandmother. She was Agatha. And I know her death, like, really impacted the cast a lot because they were just like, oh, shit, you know? So I feel like it would be kind of odd, you know? But, I mean, who knows? Who knows how they would do it?
Yeah.
What if...
And,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
What if, like, they brought it back, let's say, as an animated series and had Kimberly voice act? But all the characters, you know, there are probably some changes, you know, here and there, but some of the characters would look similar to the original cast. with, I don't know, with some new voice actors. And I say some because...
That could be really interesting.
Yeah, like, that would be cool because then... I mean, it will probably bring up the budget even more because it's animation. but I yeah. feel like you could still...
But you could also do more.
Yeah, you can do so much more. And, you know, hire me because I'm an artist. Wink, wink. But anyway, but, you know, just... I don't thinking about it as a reboot, as an animation, they could do so much more. Kimberly can voice act. And then, like, maybe the grandmother could still look like her and her legacy could be, you know, kept in an animated form.
That could be really, really interesting and well done. I didn't even consider that. But it does have, like, the mm-hmm. makings of a lot of that stuff because just thinking about, like, if they did sort of, like, a franchise-type thing, even beyond just the story of, like, Marnie. Like, there's mm-hmm. so much happening in mm-hmm. this world with the people who already, like, exist there and the creatures that exist there. It actually reminds me a little bit of Jackie, what was the name of that show you told me you love with, like, the all the monsters send, like, their kids to school and it's, like, vampires and zombies and all that stuff? I forgot the name of that show.
Monster High?
Yeah, like, that sounds like that. Some, like Monster High sounds like it's an extension yes. of Halloween Town.
Actually, yeah.
yeah. Sure. I mean, there was a movie called Halloween High. That was the third film. So that existed. I mean, some people don't like it because they're like, Halloween 2, Halloween 3 sucks. I'm just like, it's not the fourth one, people. It could be worse. It could be like the fourth one. I feel like the thing I like the most about Halloween Town as a franchise, and they kept the theme the same. And I didn't even realize the theme of the movie until I started reading the articles about it. And I'm just like, holy shit, that's true. Where Halloween Town is more than just like, oh, this is a town of creatures, blah, blah. It's more about the fact that there was so much diversity and so much like turmoil between the mortals and the monsters. And I know like the grandmother talked about it a bit in the first movie. You know, they didn't know this town existed. They're like, oh, I didn't know it was real. And she told, you know, the kids about how like the reason why Halloween Town exists is because during the dark times, we used to coexist with the humans. But then eventually something happened where the humans were torturing us, like, you know, being cruel to us. Yeah. And then, you know, we kind of had to retaliate and it was nothing but bloodshed. Like, she didn't say that specifically, but you know that's what it led to.
yeah, for sure.
And so to basically, like, stop that whole, like, bloodshed between two of these, like, creatures, like humans and monsters, they were like, we're just going to go to a different dimension, make our own town where we'd be fine and safe and live like normal people because we are normal people. And I never noticed that that was the theme throughout the whole entire franchise. And they kept that theme in the sequel where it was Halloween night again. The villain of the first movie, Calabar, who also wanted to bring back dark times because he was like, it's not fair that we're living in this world and we can't like be free.
And he's right.
Kind of trapped here by the mortals. He was right. And then in the sequel, his son takes over and he's like, you know, he's like basically, yeah. you know, mortals do, mortals see, or whatever. And he turns the humans into monsters and the monsters into humans because, again, he felt like it's not fair that we have to live so separately. Like, let the humans become the monsters they so make fun of. And then the third one is when she was trying to break that bridge between humans and monsters, where it's just like, we're not so different. They're trying to go to regular school, trying to be a normal life. And of course, the humans are just like, oh, they're monsters. They're terrible, blah, blah. And then same thing with the fourth one again. There was so much of that. And I was like, I never noticed that about that movie.
Yeah.
I never noticed that until now where I'm like, wow, that's a deep meaning behind these films. And actually a really good message that I totally missed out when I first saw this film.
It's probably just been a long time. So you probably forgot because I forgot some of that myself. I remember them mentioning some of those things in passing, but I forgot that that was like a huge theme. Like, you know, I didn't remember Marnie becoming Martin Luther King, but that's pretty much what they were going for in some regard. But like, you know, it's kind of funny how these kid stories is always like, I don't think a lot of, I think some kids try to probably realize it, but I think some adults usually tend to miss that in a lot of these stories. But a lot of these kids' stories are usually about like tolerance and about like accepting people for being different. Like that's just a general theme mm-hmm. for a lot of kids' movies and media. I don't think a lot of people realize that though. or they just choose to miss that intentionally. And this is no different in that regard. And it makes perfect sense here. Like, the monsters are basically like, we weren't the weird ones. The humans started acting weird, so we said, fuck, let's get out of here. And even near the end of this one, like, when you find out the whole big thing, the big reveal, and it's like Calabar, who was the mayor of Halloween Town, is like, nah, fuck this. Like, we need to take over the human world so we can rule both worlds. Like, forget creating a separate world to get away from them. And it's funny, because some of the monsters in the crowd kind of look like, yeah, well, he's right. But I'm sure some of them was also like, well, I kind of like having my own space, man. Like, I don't really want to go back to that.
Pick and choose.
So it's really interesting.
I don't think I noticed it either. Like, I know she mentioned it in the, like, in the beginning when she was, like, when they just had got there to the town, Halloween Town. But because, like, I was so focused on the family secrets and, like, because me, like, I always want to be a witch. So I'm like, how dare this mom refuse this young girl's witchy actual powers? Like, I was, like, focusing on the family members' issues that I never even thought about why they're separated or why there's even this portal or why the grandmother has to come, like, you know, use different, like, go to town and then go to the mother's, go to the human world. Like, why is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the grandmother mentions that she could only really pass over during Halloween. Like, that's the one time a year she could visit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there was, like, rules they had to certain, like, follow as well as witches. Like, then they call Merlin rules. Because Merlin was you know, as in history, Merlin was the most powerful warlock who kind of created whole witchcraft and shit in terms of fairy tale, like, you know, storyline. And they always reference Merlin as well. And whenever, even the sequel, because Kendall knows whenever we do movies, I have to watch the whole franchise because I'm a loser like that.
She's a brave, brave soul.
That's good. That's awesome.
That'd be like 8 hours. So I'm like, how, Jackie?
Leave me alone. So in the sequel, you know, when Cal's son comes and starts stirring shit up on Halloween night, where he's like, you know, I want the mortals to become the monsters and become the very thing that they're mimicking, they're making fun of. And then the monsters can be humans. To be like, okay, you want to be human so badly, then fine, become human. And whenever Marnie was trying to, like, break certain spells that he put, he kept messing with them. And she was just like, you're breaking the code of Merlin. You're not supposed to do that. That's against the rules. And of course, he was like, fuck them rules. Do what I want. but the witches are very binded to that, where it's like, and even the third one, too, and all the other films, but they always mention that. Of like, oh, be careful of the code of Merlin, the code of Merlin. I mean, she kind of broke that as well in the third film, because at the ending, you know, he tried to make it seem that the portal that bridges them, where they could travel back and forth between Hall that one time of year, he wants to get rid of it and be like, these humans are going to be trapped as monsters from now on, and then the monsters are going to be trapped as humans. When he was trying to destroy the portal, the gate or whatever, you know, Marnie, being such a powerful witch herself, she was just like, well, why did we need this portal in the first place? You talk about the dark time, you talk about this, then instead of doing something about it, you instead choose violence. Like, it kind of goes back to, like, Killmonger, and then freaking the guy from Blood Quantum. Like, they're not wrong, but the way they went about it was kind of extra.
He chose violence.
But she understood that. Yeah, he chose violence, and that's what Cal Jr. did. He was like, I choose violence. And Marnie was just like, I get where you're coming from, but this is not the way to do it. So she destroyed the whole portal. She was like, this is gone. I'm destroying it. It's going to remain open for all eternity. We're not closing this portal because we should be able to go back and forth whenever we please. It's not right for us to be trapped. And, you know, some people did not like that she did that. Especially in the third film, the Halloween Town High movie, because they're like, you did something crazy. What's wrong with you? Like, you're gonna regret this. And she was just like, it's not fair that we should live separate worlds, separate lives. We should be able to live cohesively, you know, together as one, like we did before, you know, all this chaos happened. Because the third one really touched on the history, though.
Oh, really?
The third one touched about the dark history where there were knights purposely hunting monsters and killing them, and they talk about it in the third film.
Oh, I don't think I saw the third one.
Because, yeah, because, like, her Marnie's principal was a descendant of one of the knights who hunted monsters and witches and whatnot. And he was trying to, like, sabotage Marnie's plan of peace, her whole peace treaty. He kept trying to fuck it up.
Oh, so he was trying to separate the Waterfowlins.
He was like,
yeah. He was just like, nah, like,
he's like, only you stay on only your
end, we stay on this end. Yeah, like, and Marnie was just like, no, like, this shouldn't be it. And I mean, Disney magic, of course, happy ending, because, you know, it was Disney.
Yeah, fine, that's totally fine.
You know, the humans did find out that their classmates were monsters. And, of course, they were having pitchforks, like, oh, kill the monsters. But then Marnie was just like, really think about it. Like, how different are we? And then all the humans were just like, yeah, this person is, like, the coolest person ever. He's this and that. She's this and that. And then they see that how they're not different. They may look different, but we're all the same. We all have the same interests. We have the same likes. And then when the fourth one happened, it kind of sees the aftermath where now the monsters are in a human world going to college. And they had to, like, they're That's like, hilarious. There's no monsters going to college in this world. We need new, you know, we need new people to come in. So they introduce us to genies. We see genies now in the fourth one. And it's just like, it's really cool. But I never noticed that. And it's amazing how she took that in her own hands and was just like, fuck this whole generational trauma. I'm breaking this shit.
Man, imagine
that.
We are
not going to be tied to this.
Imagine you apply for college, you missed out because a werewolf beat you. That'd be crazy. Imagine, you're trying to get a job at Chase Bank, and they walk in, he's like, sorry, we can't give it to you. Gerald got it. You see Gerald, it's a werewolf. He's wearing a suit. Well, it's some bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I didn't even think about that. That's terrible. Imagine.
That's a sequel.
Trying to get a scholarship. Trying to be like a whole like football scholar, like I run fast, yeah, but Jerry's the fastest. He's exactly.
They out there protesting Wolf Lives Matter. You'd be like, man, that's
oh
bullshit.
My gosh.
I hate wolves.
Wolf Lives Matter.
You know, people get mad. People gonna get mad about everything. They be like, man, this is bullshit. They got wolf only scholarships. Like, we can't do this. Where the mummy scholarships
try
at?
To get like. Try to get that librarian job, but it's given to a mummy instead. They're just like, damn exactly. It. Like, I wanted that job. He's so slow.
Go to a blood bank, like, vampire work there.
Sir. Oh, my God.
He's like, I hate it here. It's terrible.
But, again, I never noticed those themes. And I think it's so amazing. It's so cool. Like... As fucked up as the fourth one was, like, I don't know if you guys saw the fourth movie.
I did not.
Like, yeah.
I think I saw it. I actually think I missed... I don't remember if I saw the third one. I kind of... I don't remember it at all. But I just... I just know I saw the fourth one because of the way I felt. The way I remembered how I felt. I was like, I don't want to be bitter, but I'm bitter because it's not the cast. And I'm not usually like that, but with this movie, I was like, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. And then I honestly don't remember the third or fourth one that much.
Yeah, the fourth one was just like, I watched it as at curiosity, because at first, I did not notice that wasn't like Kimberly. Because this whole actress had a butt chin, just like Kimberly.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, Kimberly, you know, she slimmed down. She lost weight. Her face is so skinny. Okay, cool. She's in college. Awesome. I watched the movie. I'm like, it took me an hour to figure out that wasn't Kimberly.
So
I'm looking at the movie. I'm being dead ass. I watched the movie and I'm just like, why does she look slightly different? I had like a scuttle moment from Little Mermaid when he was like trying to figure out like what's different about Ariel when she had legs. That was me. I had a scuttle moment where I'm just like, there's something different about her, but I just cannot figure it out.
Like somehow she got
what
younger.
What is it? And then I was just like, holy shit, that's not Kimberly. Who is this imposter? But the whole storyline with Four, it was just really odd. Like, it makes sense, but at the same time, it didn't. Because I'm just like, what? Like, I mean, all the films talk about how powerful they are. Even the first one, you know, Aggie's just like, you know, especially her, she always emphasized them being Cromwells. She's like, we're powerful because we're Cromwells. You know, nothing beats Cromwell magic. Well, like, always emphasize that. Even in the sequel, in the third one, people wanted their power, but you never knew, like, what's so special about it. And then the fourth one kind of digs deep into it, that Agatha was the most ultimate powerful witch ever to exist, because I believe she was a protege of Merlin himself.
Oh, she did speak, in, even in this one, as if she was way older than how she appears. Mm-hmm. She did say she got magic from like the 6th century or something like that.
Oh, yeah, she did say that.
Yeah, and the talisman she had was a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And the talisman she had to, you know, vanquish evil was a gift from Merlin. So she was just like, yeah, like, this is from Merlin's time and all this stuff. So she was a protege of his. And so since, because she had this ultimate power, there was this, like, gemstone she had that if any witch had it, they would have ultimate power, because that is essentially her power, the Cromwell's power. So she sealed it away, and she had a different name at the time. Because I believe she was also considered like some type of like magic princess or some shit. Yes, we're going into that detail that people tend to forget about the fourth movie, is that they consider her a princess. That's when I was just like, the fuck?
Technically, they're all royalty? Disney princesses, though.
That is, you know what, Kendall? You got me there.
Might be a world of the next Kingdom Hearts. Next Kingdom Hearts is going to have a Halloween town.
You son of a bitch. You actually did it. Wow, mind blown right now. I'm really circle. Mind blown. I'm just like, wow.
Telling you,
I hate you so much.
Xenomorph from Alien, also a Disney princess. I think they're actually owned by Disney, so yeah.
They are. The queen bee is literally a queen. But yeah, so they find out that she is kind of like royalty in a sense, because she has ultimate power, and then Marnie ends up being in the same college or town that she was, and so they're all thinking that this person, you know, had passed away, she sealed up this power, but then she finds out that person was her grandmother, but through a different name. And she was just like, you know, it's up to you to keep this power safe. Don't let it get in the wrong hands, blah, blah, blah. Like, only you can hold this. Only you, and, you know, this whole destiny thing, that how she's destined to have this power. It was just so odd, where I'm like, okay, it makes sense. It does explain why, what's so special about them. But you threw me off. I'm talking to Disney. You threw me off when you said that they're basically royalty. So I'm just like, when? When does this happen? Where did this happen? The timeline. Like,
this is why they need a series, because clearly there's a lot that we don't know. Like, it clearly is a complex story. It needs a series, like a longer thing to watch.
Exactly. I need a whole franchise about Benny driving people around. I'm sure he got stories. Who did he pick up in the 1600s? Did he ever give Merlin a good drive? Then he probably been around forever.
You know who make a joke about it? He'll be like, hey, you need a ride? Nice hat. Huh?
I can feel it in my bones. I would say that for like a good 2 hours after I watched the movie. I was like, that shit's still funny. I forgot how much I loved Benny. I like that his face, he had no skin, but his face was very expressive. That was so cool.
It was so cool.
I love Benny, man. Fucking, he was like my favorite part of that movie.
Same.
Like, I just loved him so much. And it's funny because he's a robot. It's an actual robot.
Yeah, animatronics.
That's what Benny was, an actual robot. I'm just like, wow. Again, this is why I said that, how production-wise, that movie was so memorable. Because it was just so top-notch. The way the giant pumpkin looked. The gnomes, the giant gnomes. The way they looked, the goblins. Yeah. Like, the other witches. Like, it's just like, and the inside jokes about, like, when Agatha meets her friend Harriet, and she was just like, oh, I went to the mortal world, cool. I didn't have time because, you know, I was volunteering at the headless shelter. You know, I bought muffins, but then I forgot. They can't eat anything. They have no heads.
So funny. The ghost made me laugh because it just reminded me of Casper. It looked just like Casper. It was just, like, basically a translucent person.
Oh, yeah. In the sweatshop. Sweat thing downstairs. Oh my god, trying to make him sweat.
Yeah, her brother Dylan was cracking me up. He's like, how does he sweat? He doesn't have a body.
I laughed so much when he came out and he was skinny. I was like, wait, what?
You lose weight as a ghost.
Yeah.
He sweated off all his fat. Oh, his fat, he split it off. He's like, a tap dance! And his voice got smaller and shit and higher because he shrunk. It's just so funny. Like, it's just that the werewolf look cool, like the hair. It makes so much sense that the werewolf owns the hair salon. I was just like,
I loved
this
it.
Makes so much sense. I did not think I needed that. Because I'm like, of course he owns the hair salon. Werewolves have luxurious hair.
A lot of hair to manage.
Of course. Yes. And I just love when they were when his partner was cutting the vine woman. And he's like, wait, 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 no, 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 no. Like, she's a flower, not a shrub. Cut her delicately.
This movie, yeah, I really wish we could have saw more. I wish I had more money for this. I kind of want to see him do this and give him more money and see how expensive and crazy they can make the world look, because the characters are really, like, memorable and just interesting, and it's, like, such a good peek into, like, the world. Yeah, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a good peek into, like, what you can kind of do with, like, a bit of creativity in it. I think I'm just kind of baffled that they haven't tried to reboot it yet, because it's just, there's a lot here, and I can't think of anything that's, like, replaced it in any way.
That is true. That is so true. Like, even, like, I mean, the writers who are Sherry Singer and her husband, Stephen White, the way they came up with this movie, I think, was just, like, genius. Because Stephen White said how his daughter randomly came up to him one day. Because I think they had the title Halloween Town there. But they weren't sure about the story for it. They're like, I don't know what I'm going to write for it. So Stephen White came in and he was just like, you know, he said how one day his daughter came up to him one day and asked him, like, where do the monsters go after, you know, October 31st? Like, where do they go when it's not Halloween? And that's when he thought of the idea of a Halloween Town. Of like, wait, this is perfect. Where do they go? They go home. To their town and just chill and shit. And I think that's so dope because it's true. Like, you never think about that. Like, where do they go when they're not, like, out and about? And it does remind me of Monster High a lot. It reminds me of Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul Squad. We met the ghouls. And it's just, like, so interesting. I mean, if they do reboot it, they have to bring Kimberly back because she deserves her due. She was Marnie for so many years. I don't get what happened in the fourth film because the writer said the house. There were schedule differences, but then she was just like, nah, I was free. I was available. They chose to go on without me, but whatever. No hard feelings.
Yeah, I don't know. Things happen. But I would like to see this done again. It's so fun. And the story is so simple, but so cute and really and interesting and innovative in a lot of ways. The characters are so cool. Like, yeah, there's so many things about this. And even with the sequels, I didn't see anything beyond the second one. But as we said, like, whenever the Disney Channel's original movies had sequels, it was an event. They definitely would marathon all of this shit.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 weeks to like the new Halloween Town. Like, they went hard with their marketing. So it would be fun to kind of see some of these things revisited.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of us, especially the movies from that time, like, for me, I don't mind remakes. Like, I honestly could see a remake of Cinderella over and over and over again because I just think it's interesting to see different perspectives on the same movie, so it doesn't really bother me. But like, this is one of the movies that or franchises that I feel like a lot of us want to see it redone, especially in today's like technology. Mm-hmm. It could definitely be animated. It could definitely be live action, and I think it would look so freaking cool. And like, it's very character driven. Like, even the side characters have arcs. Like you guys were saying, like the werewolf. Like, how did he become the hairdresser? Like, it makes sense. It's so cool. It could be an episode about him and his job there, and like the kids visiting and fucking everything up with a fire freaking hair dryer or something. It would be so funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
Luke, the troll that's like, I wanted to be beautiful.
Yeah, like.
Oh, yeah.
There could be a side, a filler story about him. Like, it would be so cool.
I just want to say one thing that I noticed throughout all four films is that in every film, Marnie gets a new boyfriend.
I was just about to mention that. Film.
In the first one, she had Luke. In the second one, she had Cal Jr. In the third one, she had that dude she met in school. In the fourth one, she had that warlock she met. I'm like, damn, girl.
She's in high demand.
A boyfriend in every film.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. If they can't keep up.
Date the savior.
They can't keep up with her, okay? She got a freaking world to save. They can't keep up with her.
Or is she out here rewriting like, centuries of, yeah. of history in like her lifetime? And she's only like 16.
She's like Rihanna.
Like how Rihanna. Old is she supposed she's to be like, in the third one?
The third one, she's in high school. Because the first one, she's 13. The second one, I think it's a year after or 2 years after. I think like she's like 16. And then the third one, she is, I think, 18 or 17. And then the fourth one, she is in college right now. So,
like, is she graduating college or just going in?
She's entering college because she got into Witch Academy. That's literally what it's called. It's called Witch Academy.
So she's got to be probably like even 18 by the fourth one.
Yeah.
So in 5 years, this girl has rewritten centuries of history. That's kind of amazing.
She's like, I feel like she's like Rihanna, where she's like, I don't have time to raise a man.
Oh my God.
So go on. I don't have time to babysit you. I'm Marnie, okay? I'm Marnie, bitches.
I didn't know that'd be the takeaway, Marnie, the white Rihanna. Rihanna before Rihanna.
She's light. She's shining bright like a diamond.
Apparently. I will give Disney credit, though, because a lot of the original movies did have like a lot of dope like women characters. Like, I remember Z9. I was a big fan of Z9. That show was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Z9.
Z9 was mad funny. Like, a lot of, yeah, a lot of stuff had. Yeah, what was the name of the singer? Was it Terra Nova or was it? Damn, what was the singer?
Supernova.
Supernova.
Supernova, that was his name. And the song was called Supernova Girl.
Super catchy. It was awesome.
It yeah. wasn't it like zoom, 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 you make my heart go boom,
yes,
boom.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was
with
zoom,
Raven,
zoom, zoom,
Raven,
and my heart
Simone.
Go boom, boom, my supernova
cute,
girl.
Curly
yeah,
hair.
Raven was her best friend right on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, those Disney originals are crazy.
Hilarious.
Proud Family was my joint.
Zetas
and Peetus. Yeah, Zetas and Peetus. Proud Family was my joint.
Oh, yes. I haven't seen the new one yet, but I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, I
gotta
watch
it. The new Proud Family. I haven't watched it yet.
The original had me crying. It was that shit was funny as hell. It was like basically Family Matters, but animated. Like, it was hilarious every episode. Some of the episodes are on YouTube, actually. But I think all of it is on Disney Plus, if I recall.
Yeah. It's all on Disney Plus, along with the new one. It's just like, yo, that family cracked me up. And that's the thing, too, that with Disney is that I give them their dues, especially back. I mean, they still kind of do it now. But back then, like, you had your show that you related to a lot. Like, for me, I definitely related to the Proud Family.
Yeah.
And Wizards of Waverly Place. Like, I related to those things. Like, Lizzie McGuire was relatable, too, because yeah. of her drama shit. And I'm just like, I have drama, too.
You had a little cartoon character that played out your inner thoughts?
Yes, I do.
Don't we all?
I still do.
That's what Raven and all that. That's what Raven used to crack me up.
Oh, God. Oh, she had me dying. I saw the new one, too. She's still funny, the new one with her own kids.
That's awesome.
Hilarious. But, yeah, like that. Like, it's refreshing when Disney can do that, where they know their audience. I mean, nowadays, they're kind of toxic. Disney is fucking toxic. Like, they cancel shows out the ass that have a following. And it's just like, why did you cancel that when this whole garbage show exists? People watch that. Who? Like,
that was how I felt with Hannah Montana.
They're kind of toxic.
To be honest with you, I couldn't get jiggy with that show. I tried to watch it, but I was like, yeah, I think this one ain't for me. And I just,
I couldn't get into Hannah Montana. Like, it was okay. I mean, I still quote it sometimes where I'm just like, yeah, by day I'm Hannah, by night I'm Hannah Montana, by day I'm Miley.
I actually liked Hannah Montana. That
no
lie.
One knew.
But I don't.
Hey, somebody clearly
made
did.
Me laugh.
It was on for a while.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, like.
It was on, like, what, 6 seasons?
Something. I don't even remember. I just know it was on for a while. I feel like after a long time, by that point, I think I was like 16 or something. I feel like every time I turned on Disney Channel, Hannah Montana was on. Either that or Suite Life or Zack and Cody. Which I actually like Tweet Life, Zach and Cody.
So did I.
What were you going to say, Wendy?
I was going to say, I watched a lot of Disney Channel growing up. A lot of it. But I actually don't remember when I started to fall off it. I think Hannah Montana was the last thing I may have watched. Or maybe, I don't remember. I don't remember what came after Hannah Montana. But I just remember they kept bringing these shows back as them as adults, like The Raven. And I just watched like one or two episodes, and I don't know, I just couldn't, yeah. It was awesome seeing Raven and her best friend with their kids, but I just couldn't watch it. Like, I don't know, I think I fell off. I think the last thing I watched on there was Star vs. the Forces of Evil. I think that was a Disney show, was it?
Mm-hmm. That was, I'm not sure, I think I heard that one.
Yeah, it's an animated series, so that, I think that was probably the last thing I saw on there, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, the same. I fell off Disney when Wizards ended. When Wizard Waverly Place ended, I stopped watching Disney Channel. And then I got back into it with, like, you know, Star Versus or Wander Over Yonder,
yes,
and Gravity Falls.
Exactly.
Those were my three shows, like, and when those ended, I was just like, all right, I'm done. And then DuckTales came on. I was like, all right, I'm in this. Because they remade DuckTales.
Woo-hoo.
I'm for this. And then DuckTales ended. And I was like, all right, I'm done with Disney. Nothing for me here.
Yeah, like we kind of grew.
Fair enough. Like, I don't even know if they do as many originals as they used to.
Yeah.
I think we kind of, well, obviously we grew out of it. Because they still use the same kind of humor since their older stuff. And we kind of grew up with that, so it doesn't always make us laugh anymore. But they're cartoons. I like all of their cartoons. Like you said, like Yonder Over Wonder and Gravity Falls. Gravity Falls is amazing. So, when they...
Yeah, I kept telling Kendall he needs to watch Gravity Falls since he likes Erie, Indiana. I was like, you're gonna love Gravity Falls.
It is so good. Check it out. Like, it is so freaking good. The creator is crazy. in a good way.
He's the devil. Alex, yes. Hirsch is the living, breathing
he
devil.
Really,
okay,
is.
I've said it. People have said it. I think his wife have said it. He's literally the devil.
You guys should definitely watch it and like do a recording on it, because that I feel like that fits Turtle perfectly.
You know, we definitely will. We went through so many. At this point, we've done quite a few. The kids stuff, and actually, I really love these because I feel like people from all parts of the internet pop up whenever we do these, and they be like, "Dude, I remember this. This was good." I don't know. The nostalgia always like hits people in the right spot. So I do always enjoy when we do these episodes. So this was a blast.
Yeah, I mean, I told my coworker Alicia, Miss Alicia, hi, that she loves this movie, and I was like, "Oh, we're gonna do Halloween Town," and she's like, Yeah. So, but yeah, like it's a movie we grew up with, all the films, you know, and if they did reboot it and Kimberly comes back, I feel like I might cry. I'm like, we grew up with her. We grew up
with
her.
Yeah, seriously. Like, unfortunately, Debbie ain't with us no more. But the crazy thing is, this is actually the thing I remember Debbie for the most. Is this.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw a lot of the other things that she was in. I know she was in tons of stuff. But this is actually the thing I remember her for the most. Like, the grandmother was just so warm in this.
I agree.
And it's funny because Kimberly has said that how when Debbie first came on set, she introduced herself to the cast as in, oh, hi, I'm Princess Leia's mother. And so we're all like, oh, my God.
That's
oh my
so
God.
Cute.
That is
so
really
that's
cute.
That's how she introduced herself. Yeah. I mean, it's they did do a tribute because, I mean, the film was done in Oregon, I believe specifically Saint, I forgot where, but they, since it was filmed there, they still actively do a Halloween Town Festival that runs
cool.
from mid-September all the way to like October 31st. And so when the passing of Debbie Reynolds came, the whole cast came together, they all reunited, all of them, all the original castmates. From the first film, they came
awesome.
And they paid their tribute to her because, you know, she was She was in all four films. She was.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
All four films. Mm-hmm. She was a recurring character. She was their grandmother. She was a powerful witch. Like, she was just so, like, warm, you know? And it was just really sad when she... And the crazy part, I mean, not crazy, but the sad part about that is that she died right after Carrie Fisher died, her daughter, you know? And when she passed away, the doctors were just like, she died with a broken heart. That's a real thing. And that's what she died of. Yeah. The grief of losing her daughter. But she will always remember as the kooky grandmother who basically kept telling her daughter, Gwen, like, shh, let them do Halloween. Get out of here. Leave them alone. Let them be kids. Let me train Marnie. You know, she's 13. She's going to lose her powers and she'll be born like you. Like, let her be a witch. Let them fight. Like, that's literally how she was.
I think as a kid, she introduced me to the wonders of a woman's purse. I love that Dylan was like, this thing defies physics. How do you fit all that in? I'm like, that's how I feel every time I see a purse. She's pulling out broomsticks, pounds of candy, whole new costumes, decorations. She's like, how the hell? I'm like, that never changes, Dylan. That's always going to be a mystery.
He said that's how I feel all the purses it's are. True. I wish.
It's true. No, but it's true. I mean, I think we all can say we all wish we had that purse, or even Hermione's purse.
Yes.
She put a bookcase in her purse, a whole house in her purse, a whole wardrobe in her purse. Like, word. I remember she had the clothes. And Harry was just like, you had our clothes? How did you fit them in there? Yep. And she just looked at him like, rolled her eyes, like, don't question me.
She's like, okay? Boy, you don't know?
Like, yeah, but like, I think I had a big purse once. I think Armin was, like, questioning, because he was just like, what do you have in there? I'm like, well, I have my shampoos, I have my brush, I have my lotion, I have this, I have that. He's like, that all fits there? I'm like, it's a big purse. I could fit a lot of things in here.
I don't think women understand it, but whenever men see a purse, they just think of Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus. He's like, she's going to pull a whole bus out that bitch and drop us into a volcano.
Yeah, you guys keep thinking that, but, you know, don't put your shit in our purse, okay? Our purse is for us. It does have a lot of space. Please. We carry a lot of shit all the time, but don't give us your stuff, okay? Get your own big purse.
Fair enough.
I don't want to be carrying snacks. Like, no, I want to carry my snacks, not your snacks. You have big hands, big pockets. You put your snack in your pocket. This is for my snacks. Okay.
Exactly. We don't get pockets. All we have is a purse.
Yeah. That is true.
True. That's why I steal men clothes. I steal boys' clothes. Cause I'm small and short, so I wear boys' clothes. They have deep pockets.
Now we're getting all the secrets.
I get so excited. Yeah, I get so excited when I see skirts with pockets. I'm just like, beautiful. Beautiful. That's the one thing I would do if I was a witch, like Marnie. The first thing I would do is make my dress have pockets. I'm like, there, I'm set. I'm good for the world. I have pockets.
True.
That's hilarious.
Wait, so you know how Salem is a big thing? Like, I went to Salem last year for my birthday, mm-hmm. and I loved it. It was so cool. So, where did you say this film was filmed at?
Oregon?
It was in
I think it
Oregon.
Says St. Helena or something like that.
Do
they have festivals? I know they have, like, the one in, like, in October, they dedicate a month, right? For the film. But do they still do that? Because I did not know that, and now I want to make a trip there, because it's kind of like a second Salem.
Yeah.
It is tempting.
They do, and they have the giant pumpkin
there. That is
there
amazing. I think we need to make
the
a trip
same pumpkin
there.
In Halloween Town. Yes. I would love to do the whole Halloween Fest. Because since the town was kind of deserted, mm-hmm. it became popular because of the film. And I didn't even know this, but also, like, Aggie's house, it's a real-life bed and breakfast. Yes. I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I was just like, holy shit. And I'm just like, damn, I would love to sleep in that house.
I think we know. I think we know what we're gonna do next year. So.
Yeah,
that might be worth the trip.
Yes, that would be so cool.
We're going to Oregon. Yeah, I would love to see that pumpkin in real life. That's so dope. I mean, that's the thing too about this movie, is how memorable it was, how much of an impact it made on people, this town that no one really knew about, only the director and the writers, and then now it's like a huge hotspot now for this festival specifically, because they know it as in, oh, that's the town they filmed Halloween Town.
Yeah.
And they embrace it. You know, not many towns do that. Like, they'll have one section of like, oh yeah, this is where this film was filmed, but no, like, they celebrate it. So it's like, it runs from the mid-September all the way to like October 31st. That is the whole like Halloween Town Festival, as they call it.
That is so cool. We should definitely consider that trip. Probably set that up. But let's get out of here. Yeah, this was a pleasure. This was so much fun to talk about. I kind of want to do the sequels. But we'll see.
Wait, hold on. Really quick. I'm so sorry. Yeah. 1 second. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
It just broke up a little bit, and I think it's because my tablet is dying. I didn't know that. So, we're doing an outro, because I couldn't hear it. I'm so sorry.
Oh yeah, no, we're wrapping up.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just wrapping up a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll just pick up from where I'm gonna start right now. So yes, so this was great. Wendy, why don't you tell our listeners where they can find you?
You can find me at WendyFay_art on Instagram. I will be making some character designs for the new series called Halloween Town Animated. No, just kidding. No, please hire me, because I would totally be an awesome person for that. But anyway, you can find me at WendyFayArt_ on Instagram. This has been really, really fun. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
And again, it is officially Halloween month. So please, go to Spirit Halloween. Go to Spirit Halloween. Go to Target. They're having all their Halloween sales. Freaking Michael's having their Halloween stuff. Like, go, because I'm going to go and ranchick that shit, because I'm a sad person who loves Halloween. Halloween Town, the whole entire series, all four movies, can be found on Disney+. I think Amazon Prime as well. So definitely check out if you have those streaming sites. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Ooh-wee-oo. Ghost goodbye.
Bye.